Now, let me restate that. We're a little sick and tired of all the craziness that's going on. We are sick and tired of being locked up in our homes. We are sick and tired of being afraid of COVID. We are sick and tired of watching loved ones leave. We are sick and tired of watching the chaos going back and forth in our political climate. We are sick and tired, just sick and tired of all the mess that we see so easily beset itself around us, the sin, the anger, the chaos, the guns, the police, the deaths. You can keep going on with the list of lists. I am personally sick and tired of the memes that make fun of all this, that try to give us a laugh, but it's just making fun of the devastation of the condition of our world. But what I'm not sick and tired of is the name of Jesus, because in the name of Jesus, every knee shall bow and every tongue. So I am not sick and tired of So I got to say, the harvest is plentiful, but the laborers are few. The word just comes to life. So today, I invite you to the book of Psalms. And in the eighth number of Psalms, it's just the eighth number of the book of Psalms, there's a word that God has for us. I was going to read the whole thing. God said, I only want you to read three verses. And so we're going to read verse 1, 2, and verse 9. 1, 2, and verse 9. That's all we're going to read. And when we read that, we're going to understand what the Lord has for us. And the word says, oh Lord, our Lord, how excellent is thy name in all the earth, who has set thy glory above the heavens. Out of the mouth of babes and sucklings hast thou ordained strength because of thine enemies, that thou mightest steal the enemy and the avenger. And then verse 9, O Lord, our Lord, how excellent is thy name in all the earth.
Yes.
And then I that was the King James Version, but I also put it down here in the New Living Translation, and it says, O Lord, our Lord, your majestic name fills the earth. Your glory is higher than the heavens. Verse 2 says, you have taught children and infants to tell of your strength, silencing your enemies and all who oppose you. I got to read that verse again. Verse 2 again in the New Living Translation. You have taught children and infants to tell of your strength, silencing your enemies and all who oppose you. Oh Lord, our Lord, your majestic name fills the earth. It fills the earth. Oh Lord, our Lord, how excellent is thy name in all the earth. I can say that again. And we're just going to talk about how excellent is thy name. I don't know what you've been talking about. I don't know what others have been talking about. But we ain't been talking about the right thing if it's anything other than the excellent name of Jesus Christ. If we talking about politics, if we talking about this, that, and the other, we ain't talking about the right thing. We ought to be talking about Jesus, because this world is in need of a change. This world and the people in our community are in need of a change. They need to be changed from hopelessness to have hope. Be hopeful. From hopelessness, which means you got no hope, to hopeful, which means my hope is in something. Today, their hope is not in the Republicans. Their hope is not in the Democrats. Their hope is not in Biden. Their hope is not in President Trump. Their hope is not in the Senate. Their hope is not in the House. Their hope is not in the local government, because none of them can do nothing for nobody but tell you, I'll make you a promise, and then not fulfill the promise. So our hope is not in any of that. Our hope is in understanding that how excellent is the name of Jesus.
Amen.
So that's it right there. That's all I got to say. Our hope is in the name of Jesus. Go tell somebody. Goodbye. Have a good day. No, there's a little bit more. But that's really all I have to say today. Our hope is in the name of Jesus. Our hope has to be, and we need to go tell somebody. Do I need to go back? Look at there. It says what? You have taught children and infants to tell of your strength, silencing your enemies and all who oppose you. Hopelessness is the enemy of Christ. You taught your children and the infants to tell of your strength. And if we tell of your strength, then all is well. That's it, right?
Yes.
Goodbye, y'all. Goodbye. Have a great day. If you heard something, tell. There's something else. There's something else. I want to stop y'all, because that's all we need to do right there is tell somebody about Jesus.
My God. My God.
We need to stop pontificating. We need to stop getting high up on, I know this, that, and that, and all these theories that confuse everybody, and we don't tell nobody. Just tell them how excellent the name of Jesus is.
Yes, yes.
So we show our faith, and our works go with our faith, that we bless somebody, and guess what? All will be well.
My God.
Well, but that, I want you to have something. Somebody said, well, I need to know something, and I'm glad you do. I'm glad you do. First thing we need to understand is, what's in a name? What's in a name? Well, it's right there. It's right there. First part of verse one says, oh, Lord, our Lord, how excellent is thy name. We don't have to read all that. Just say, oh, Lord, our Lord. Oh, Lord. That's where the name is right there. When you look at this, it says, oh, Lord, with the capital and all capitalized, L-O-R-D. Then it says, our Lord, L-O-R-D, and underscore, small letters. There's a difference right there. In the name, when he says, oh, Lord, and it's capitalized, he's talking about the supreme God, the Yahweh God, the everlasting God, the only true wise God. That's who he's talking about. He's the God of everything, the God of the universe, the God of heavens and earth, the God above all. He's the God who created the heavens and earth in the beginning of time. He's the God, what, who took us from the dust of the clay and created us. He's the God that when Moses needed to know in Exodus 3, 14 and 15, he said, wait a minute, God. Wait a minute, God. You speak to me from the bush, but they're going to want to know, who are you? Who are you? He said, just tell them that what? I am that I am. That's my name. I am the great I am. That's all you need to know. They don't need to know nothing else, Moses. Just tell them that I am sent me. When he said, oh, Lord, when it's underscore, he was talking about the sovereignty of God. God is sovereign. There is nobody else. So that's what's in a name just right there. The psalmist said, David said, oh, God, you somebody. I got to separate your name, God. I got to call you Lord over here because you're the supreme God and you're the supreme one. Then I got to call you Lord over here just a little bit, Lord, because what? You're a sovereign God. But the first one is the most important. You're the Yahweh God. You're the God who created us in the beginning. That's the same God that's going to receive us in the end. Oh, hallelujah. You're the God that sits high and look low. It's the same God that's sitting at the right hand of the throne, at the right hand of the King, the Father. You're the same God. You're the God that nobody can defeat. I could just add some things here because this is
thank you, Lord.
You're the God thank who walked us across the Red Sea. You're the God that gave us manna from heaven. You're the God when we had no water, you gave a water drink. Oh, you're the God when we walked the water God. And the water was bitter, you made it sweet. Oh, you're the God that's healed
yes,
my
God.
Cancer. You're
yes,
the God that
God.
Took away my pain. You're the God that when I was lonely, I'm not lonely because why? You're the God that deserved me because they got hopelessness, but you're the God that's hopeful. You're the God that we
yes.
need to talk about today that nobody wants to talk about.
My Lord.
You're the God that they're lying on. Mm. You're the God that they're denying.
My God, my God.
You're the God when I'm sick and I can't get well and I just go, well, maybe God don't care about me. Well, you know, maybe this is just what needs to happen. Maybe, well, you know, maybe you'll be all right after a while, but I can't tell you that God's going to heal you because I don't trust that God's going to do it because I don't think he's healed me. So that's the God. But no, you are the God that said, well, in the name of Jesus that we will be healed. You are the God that said, if we lay our hands on you and pray for you, your sickness will be removed. You're the God
yes.
that when people
oh God.
Go down in prayer, their relatives are now back to work. You're the God, Lord God.
Yes,
you're
God.
The God that does all
yes,
these
God.
Things.
Yes, God.
And oh, yeah, God. You're the Yahweh God that will take a sin-sick world and make
yes.
it better. Ha, ha,
yes,
ha,
God.
Ha. Oh,
yes,
hallelujah.
God.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. You don't have to believe me. I told you what Moses asked God in Exodus, but look at Hebrews. In Hebrews 8, you're the God that's going to tell us some things, Lord God.
Yes.
He said, look at here in Hebrews 8. He said, the things which have spoken this in the sum. He said, if I just had to sum this thing up, we have such a high priest, such a high God who is what? Set yes, on God. The right hand of the throne of majesty in the heavens, a minister of the sanctuary. I'm not talking about the church. I'm talking about the heavenly sanctuary. God is sitting, Jesus the Christ is sitting at the right hand of God in the heavenly sanctuary. You ain't been there yet. You ain't seen it yet. Well, maybe you're having a vision, but we ain't there yet. But when we get there, our Lord Jesus, the heavenly God, will be at the right hand. And guess what? That's who we long to see. Maybe you go, well, I ain't ready to go yet. Well, let me tell you, stop telling that lie. Because if you say it, I ain't ready to go, that's selfish. You ought to be ready for whatever God's got for you. And to see Jesus is the best blessing that you can ever get. When you see Jesus, yes. you're going to shout yes. like you've never shouted before. When you my see God. Jesus, my you're going to glorify his name. You will truly understand how excellent it is. Don't be afraid to go see Jesus. We need to stop telling that lie. Stop giving the enemy from conviction and truth. Lord, in the name of Jesus, Lord, whatever you got for me, whether it's the pits of a hole that they threw Joseph in, or whether it's me elevated, or whether it's a cave somewhere, I got to run and hide. Lord, I just want to be with you.
Yes, God.
Let's stop telling that lie about our selfishness. If we're really born again and sanctified, surrender it all to God. Lord, I want to be where you are.
Yes.
Ooh, we sing that song, don't we? For your glory. For your glory. Yeah, yeah. God. And what do we say? I want to be where you are. Ooh. Mm-hmm. Uh-oh. I'm sorry. I don't mean to call nobody out. But do you really want to be where he is?
My God.
You really want to be where God is? Didn't we say my what? God. We wanted to be in his secret place. But when yes. we're in his secret place, guess what? He hides us under his wing where we got all safety. So wherever that secret place is, whether it's on a street corner talking to somebody, whether it's in a job talking to somebody, whether it's in the grocery store talking to somebody, his secret place, what? We're not afraid of the world.
My God.
You ain't going to pack your AK-47 or your 38 or your 22 and run out here so you ready to lock and load and fire. That lock and load ain't going to do you no good. That bullet will backfire if God's in the midst of it. So just go with Jesus, lock and load, and be ready. But lock and load with Jesus.
Yes. Yes.
It's in the name of Jesus. Mm-hmm. Somebody say, you got a word for me today? Yeah, Jesus. Okay, what does Jesus mean? Hey, if you know the name Jesus, you got everything you need. Oh, can I explain? Okay, God, what's the word for them today? It's Jesus.
Yes.
He said what? This high priest, for every high priest is what? Is ordained to offer gifts and sacrifice. If you are a priest in the sanctuary, in the temple, you can offer the sacraments, and we're going to take one today. You're able to do that, but you can't offer them like Jesus did. Jesus offers the highest gift and the highest sacrament that what we got a right to go to heaven with him. He offered yes. his life.
Thank you, Jesus.
Oh, I got communion here, right? I got communion. I got a wafer, some grape juice, and some people got a wafer and some real wine, but that don't matter. It's what it represents.
Yes.
It says a high priest. For if he were on earth, he should not be a priest, seeing that there are priests that offer gifts according to the law. Say, no, who serve unto the example and shadow of heavenly things. That Moses was admonished of God when he was about to make the tabernacle. For see, says he that make all things according what to the pattern show to thee in the month. We have a heavenly priest.
Yes.
And then in 2 Corinthians, we know what Paul said in the 12th chapter. In the 12th chapter, when Paul was in a place, he told him, say, wait a minute, y'all. I just want you to understand something. He said, what? Say, I might be glorifying. He said, it is not expedient for me, what? Doubtless to glory. Say, I don't want to glory. Say, I will come to visions and revelations of the Lord. I don't want to tell you just about my revelations because they don't mean nothing. I said, I want to be glory. So what? I knew a man in Christ about what? 14 years ago, whether in the body I cannot tell or whether out of the body I cannot tell, God knows. He said, what? Such as one caught up in the third heaven. Paul said, I can tell you about those things, but it ain't about me and those things. It's about the one who's there. Say, I don't want to yes. get the glory. God gets the glory. So what's in the name of Jesus is bringing glory to God. What's in the name of our Lord that's in all capitals is bringing God glory. The Yahweh God, the Elohim, the Most High God, that's who get the glory. At the name of Jesus, that's who get the glory. When we worship Jesus, we give God the Father what? The glory.
Amen.
So what's in the name? Oh, I wish I had time and I would ask you what each of your names meant. And some of us don't even know what our names meant. It just means that's my parents love me and that's what they named me. It's not a biblical name. That's okay. And I don't want you to defy that your name might not mean something good. Because see, we got a daughter and she tells us all the time, why did you name me Leah, which means bitter? Say, no, it was a good name. Somebody liked it. But that's not really your name. Your name has been wiped over, covered over, what? In the blood of Jesus, which means excellence and wonderful, most high come. That's not who you are. That's why you got to take on this other name, the name of Jesus.
Yes.
Did you know you had a new name?
Yes.
Oh, Thank you, Lord. You know you got a new name?
Yes.
Your name was changed when you accepted Jesus. It became what? Your name ain't Solomon or Jackie or Freddie or Myra or Jerry or whatever your name is. Your name now is what? Heir to the throne? You are son or daughter of God? Hey, that's a new
name.
Why? Because it gives you a position in a new place that you can go where all of this stuff down here won't mean nothing. I don't care about your millions. I don't care about your houses. I don't care about what legacy. The only legacy that matters is that you pointed somebody to Christ and they accepted it. So what? They can go be with you as an heir to the throne, and hallelujah, glory to God. What's in a name? It's victory in a name. What's in a name? There's joy in a name. What's in a name? There's peace in a name. What's in a name? There's hope in a name. What's in a name?
Jesus
is in the name.
Yes, yes.
Jesus.
That's all right.
Oh, God.
That's
all
right.
Oh, God.
That's all right. I don't know about you. I've been placing it by right about now. We'd be done because folks be falling out. Folks
my
be
God.
Shouting.
My
we'd
God.
Be lifting up holy hands.
Jesus.
We'd be singing songs. We'd be rocking and rolling because we say, guess what? Jesus. Jesus. But we just like the song of the lady in Mississippi. Jesus. The man say, but why are you calling Jesus? She say, son, you still don't understand. Say, Jesus is going to be the healer. Jesus is going to be the doctor. Jesus is going to be my friend. Jesus is going to be. Say, why are you calling Jesus? Why aren't you calling President Bush? We up here calling on President Trump. We calling on Joe Biden. We calling on Kamala Harris. We calling on Lowe. Try to fix this thing. They can't fix nothing. It's about Jesus. And only the word of God is going to change the condition.
Oh God.
And only the word
of
God will give us the strength to get through it.
Yes,
we got to
vote.
God. Yes, we got to make a difference. But if you vote for somebody thinking that they're perfect, you done missed the mark. Because you vote for a lie to think that anybody that's down here is perfect. You vote for the lesser of two evils. You give up one thing on one side to get something on the other side. That's the problem. When they got to come together. But I declare to you today, if we would pick up the Well, there's something else. The excellency in the name of the Lord. The excellency. Well, it's right here. It's in the book, right? It's in the word. Look at that. Look at it. The second part of first verse. And how excellent is thy name in all the earth, who has set thy glory above the heavens. Out of the mouth of babes and sucklings has thou what? Ordained strength because of thine enemies. Thou hast what? Mightest still the enemy and the avenger. I like to go back and I'm just going to flip a few screens so you can see what I wrote. What he says in the New Living Translation, you have taught children and infants to tell of your strength, silencing your enemies and all who oppose you. That's what's in the name, y'all. That's what the excellence in the name. It will silence the enemy. It will tell the devil to shut up. It will tell your enemy to shut up. It will tell your enemy, be still and be quiet. When you are in the name of God and you're walking around, you understand. He said, my children and the babies know.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-oh, there go your excuse.
Yes.
There go your excuse.
Yes.
You're a child of God, but you still thinking that you a babe. He took the excuse away. You can be a babe in Christ, but guess what? You can still say Jesus and they got to shut up. Hey, somebody missed that. Somebody, in the name of Jesus, guess what? The enemy's got to run. In the name of Jesus, he can't keep coming after you, but for a moment, so you can learn something else, he got to go. If you don't believe me, God's been talking through visions and visions to his children over and over and over again. You don't want to believe me, but look at what the word said. Well, he spoke to Isaiah in Isaiah 6 in a vision. He said, what? And the seraphim, they came to me. He spoke to Ezekiel in a vision. God showed who he was in a vision. Ezekiel saw what? A wheel in the middle of a wheel. He spoke what? In visions to Paul. He spoke what? In visions to Ananias. He spoke what? In visions to you and me. Somebody seen a vision of God who was high and lifted up, and his train did fill the temple. That's what Isaiah saw. Then Isaiah said, uh-oh, wait a minute. But woe is me. I'm a man of unclean lips. I can't think. Then Isaiah saw something different. He saw that the seraphim took and put a piece of coal on his lip and transformed and changed him so that what? Now he could speak and people hear. Do you not know you went through the same transformation? Whether you saw it in a vision or not, when you took on the name Jesus and took him as your personal savior, God put coal on your lips. He changed your heart. Now you can speak the word and everybody would listen.
My God. My God.
That's who you are.
Jesus.
The excellency in the name. I want you to take a minute. Go to Acts 7. Go to Acts 7. I need you to understand something, because this was the New Testament church, y'all, in the book of Acts, in the seventh chapter. And actually, you're going to have to read the whole thing. But if you go back to chapter 6, it said chapter 6, he said, wait a minute, the last verse, chapter 6 and verse 15, said all that sat in the council looked steadfastly on him. And they were talking about looking at Stephen, y'all. They were looking at Stephen. They're looking steadfastly on him. They saw his face, and he had been like, looked like the face of an angel. And here what Stephen was going to give defense, because they didn't like what he was doing. He was talking about this Jesus. And Stephen said, wait a minute, let me give you a history lesson. He went back to Moses, and he brought him from Moses all the way up to Jesus the Christ. And here in Acts, and in the seventh chapter, in verse 55, he said, wait a minute, but he, being full of the Holy Ghost, looked up steadfast in their midst, in the midst of the council, in the midst of the jury, in the midst of the political party. He looked straight up to heaven. He looked up to heaven. He said, look, he was full of the Holy Ghost, looked steadfast in heaven, and saw the glory of God, and Jesus standing on the right hand of God, and said, behold, I see the heavens open. Behold, I see Jesus and the Son of Man standing on the right. And when he declared who he saw, when he declared that he saw Jesus, they got mad and they wouldn't kill him. But it didn't matter, because he saw where he was going. He saw the promise being fulfilled. He saw his place. I'm wherever God is, I'm going to be with you. I don't know about you, but I see my place around the throne of God. I see Jesus at the right hand of God. I see my home. I see my man. Do you see who you are? Can you see what God has promised you? Can you see that nobody can take it away? Nobody can pluck you out of his hand. You don't have to stop there, but that's what we see.
My God. My God.
And then we see that he did it for us. We can see that he could do it for somebody else.
Yes.
If they would just surrender to the excellency in the name of Jesus. In the name of the Lord, the Yahweh Lord, the Most High Lord, the Sovereign Lord, not these lords of the earth.
My God.
You don't have to believe me. Look at what it says in Philippians, y'all. Y'all know Philippians. Y'all know what it says in Philippians, don't you? In Philippians 2, verses 10 and 11. What did he say? That at the name of Jesus, every knee shall bow.
My God.
Of things in heaven and things in earth and things under the earth. Uh-oh, let me read that. Of things in heaven and things what? In earth and things under the earth. David said, when I went to the utmost highest place, what? Thou art there. When I go to the depths, he said, what? Thou art there. This says what? in the earth, above in heaven, in the earth, and under the earth, God is there. He said what? And that every tongue shall confess that Jesus Christ is Lord to the glory of God the Father. Yes. Jesus say, it's in my name, but it brings God the Father glory. It's in my name. I sacrifice my life, but it gives God glory. It doesn't give me glory. It gives God glory. So in the name of Jesus, we're not going to get the individual glory, but we're going to give God glory when I suffer. Yes. I'm going to give God glory. Ask Joseph, thrown in the pit. Ask Joseph, sold to the Midian into slavery. Ask Joseph, accused of having an affair with Potiphar's wife. Ask Joseph, thrown in the pit, in the prison. Ask Joseph, somebody said, I'm going to help you, and they didn't help him. Ask Joseph, it still came about that he was set free. Ask Joseph, when he interpreted the dream, he got what? He got the right hand of the king. Ask Joseph, his daddy didn't die before he saw him. He asked Joseph, my brothers who threw me in the pit, my brothers who saw me, I asked what? In the name of God, what? Bless them. Ask Joseph, Jesus said what? Yes, even before Joseph was got there, because he didn't know Jesus at the time, God represented him, that he know what? That God is a way maker. God is a provider. God fulfilled his promise. He said, guess what? The dream that you showed me, the vision that I had, here they are today, now bowing down to me. Here they are today that I get the opportunity to bless their life because they have to surrender and bow down before me because that's what God said. Do you not know God said that this world is not your home, that every knee shall bow every tongue shall confess under the name of Jesus Christ? So when you say Jesus, what's in a name? There's power in that name. When you say Jesus, what's in a name? That's the excellence of the name of the Lord. When you say Jesus, what's in a name? There's victory in the name of Jesus. When you say Jesus, lives will change. When you say Jesus, the atmosphere will change.
Yes, God. Yes, God.
I can remember. When I think back and I go back through my mind, I can remember when I first got to Destiny, we said we had to do something first. We had to shift the atmosphere. And I don't know if you remember, but we had to shift the atmosphere. The atmosphere was full of pain. The atmosphere was full of doubt. And we have shifted the atmosphere. So now the atmosphere is full of love. The atmosphere is full of
victory.
The atmosphere is full of joy. The atmosphere is full of Jesus. What? Jesus is the way. Because that's where we need to be. We know that it's in the name of Jesus.
Yes, Lord. Yes.
Excellency. Not it's okay just to get by. Excellency, in the name of Jesus. And then I just love what he did in this Psalms. I love what he did in this Psalms. I love what he did in this Psalms. Because when you think about it, we always like the beginning and we always like to look at the end. But look at what he did here. The end says the same thing that the beginning says.
My God.
Our Lord. I said, oh Lord. Our Lord, how excellent is thy name in all the earth. Uh-oh. This was the beginning. Oh, Lord, our Lord. At the end, oh, Lord, our Lord. Just ask Joseph again. He started as his daddy's favorite. He was exalted. Then he was dropped down lower than the earth, y'all. They put him in the earth. He lost his position. He had to be humbled before the people. He had to be humbled and destroyed before the people. He had to go through some things. But his beginning as the favorite didn't change because in his end, he was still the favorite.
My God.
But God had exalted him.
Jesus.
Don't you know that your beginning started as a babe, but your babe was innocent? Then the world has sought to destroy you. And because the world has been taking its pieces out of you, the world is nipping. The devil comes to steal, kill, and destroy. You've lost some of your joy. You've lost some of your peace. You've lost some of your witness here and there. You've lost some of your financial birth. You've lost some of the things that you thought you were going to do. The dreams that you had have gone away. The things that you thought you could accomplish, they've gone away. But yet, because you still see Jesus, the end is not over. Because God still proves to you what he said in the beginning. You are marvelously and wonderfully made. Oh, somebody shout.
Yes,
hallelujah.
Yes, hallelujah. Marvelously
and wonderfully. No man can make you thought that. No woman can mess with you to make you hurt. Nobody can take away your story because God writes the end just like he wrote the beginning. Oh,
my
Lord,
God,
our
my
Lord,
God.
How excellent is thy name. Oh, Lord, our Lord, thank you for loving me. Oh, Lord, our Lord, thank you for blessing me. Oh, Lord, our Lord, thank you for providing. Oh, Lord, our Lord, thank you for making a way that nobody can take it away from me.
Yes, yes.
Oh, you don't have to believe me. It's in the word. It's in the word. Paul had to tell me. Paul had to tell those in Romans, the Christians in Romans, when they saw how, and you see, y'all understand something. I hope you do. That the world we live in today is much like the Roman Empire. The Roman Empire yes. said you can have your worship as long as you do what I tell you. The world today is saying you can have your worship as long as you bow down to me. Somebody needs
my
to
God.
Say amen on that.
My God.
That's what the world
my
is
God.
Saying. Do what I tell you to do. You can have your worship. The minute you don't, I'm going to take it away. We're going to bully you. We're going to threaten you. We're going to make sure that you can't do all these things. But look at what it says in Romans 1 and 16. It says, for I am Paul said, but I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ. For it is the
yes.
power of God unto salvation to everyone that believeth, to the Jews first and also to the Greek. Paul said, I'm not ashamed. Are you saying today that you are not ashamed of
Amen.
The gospel of Christ? Are you
ashamed.
Saying that you know
Hallelujah.
What's in the name? Do you know what the excellency in the name, Jesus. The end proves from the beginning? He said, I am not ashamed. He said, I'm not ashamed. But there it is, the righteousness of God revealed from faith to faith, as is it written, the just shall live by faith. We don't live by Republican or Democrat. We don't live by independent. We don't live by selfish gains. We don't live by all these things that the world is saying. We don't live by the means that we reach. We live by Jesus Christ, and we need to
yes.
declare Jesus Christ.
Amen.
For the wrath of God Amen. Is what revealed from heaven against all ungodliness and unright. God hates evil. God hates
yes.
unright. And so his wrath is going to go against those what? Who are perpetuating that. Because that which
My
may
God.
Be known to God is manifest in them, for God hath showed it unto them. What? For the invisible things of him from the creation of the world are clearly seen, being understood by the things that are made, even his eternal power and Godhead, so that what? They are without excuse. Paul said, you ain't got no excuse if you ain't saw Jesus face to face. You ain't got no excuse because what? His name is his name. And at his name, every knee shall bow. You ain't got no excuse because God has shown who he is from the beginning and is going to
yes.
show who he is at the end.
My God.
So he said, the only thing that we got to do, and this is for us right here, y'all. This is for us. If you go to Mark, if you look at Mark, 16th chapter, verses 15 and 16, we miss the mark sometimes. We miss, oh, that's a pun on his name, but we miss this word. We miss this word and what Mark is telling them in verses 15 and 16. Mark says, look. 16, 15. He said, look. And he said unto them, go ye into all the world, preach the gospel to every creature. He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved, but he that believeth not shall be damned. You need to tell somebody it's in the name of Jesus. I don't care about
yes.
these other names. They can think all they want, but we declare it's in the name of Jesus. When he said preach the word, you ain't got to be a preacher to preach this word. You got to tell somebody. You got to share.
Yes.
You're an ambassador for Christ. You're an heir to the throne. You got to speak up for the throne because you're the ambassador to Christ and you're an heir to the throne. You've got the power of the throne. God covered
yes.
you with his blood.
Yes.
He said, well, I sent the
yes.
Holy Spirit. So even when you can't even think what to say, I speak through you because you're
my God.
Stop using
yes.
excuse. Well, I ain't never been trained. Stop using excuse. I don't know what to say. Stop using this excuse. Because if you got this excuse, then do something about it. Start reading his word. God will speak. Start seeking
yes.
God. God will speak. He will bring things to your mind that you never thought you could articulate, but God will show you somewhere.
Yes.
And if that ain't enough, get into Bible study. If that ain't enough, get into Sunday school. Stop trying to take the quick way out.
My God.
Uh-oh, the quick way out. Yes, you open up the TV tube, you turn on the radio, you listen to what somebody said, it sounds good, and you never read it for yourself. That's the quick way out.
My
and that's
Lord.
Not what God... Crack open this word. And watch
Amen.
How God will
Amen.
Unfold it.
Yes.
How God will make it beautiful to you. how God will show you the excellency is in his name.
Yes.
How excellent is his name. Oh, Lord, yes. Our Lord. How excellent yes, is that name. Oh, Lord, our
all
Lord.
All the earth, in all the earth. Hallelujah.
So I wrote it again. Philippians, land at verse 9. It says, wherefore God also have highly exalted him. He's talking about Jesus. And given him a name which is above every name. Y'all see how much God loved Jesus?
Yes.
He gave him a name above every name. So that what? At the name of Jesus. Not at the name of Yahweh, at the name of God, not at the name of I am that I am. He took on a form and an image. At the name of Jesus, every knee shall bow. Things in heaven and things in earth and things under. And that what? Every tongue should confess. Whether you believe him or not, you're going to confess that he is. That Jesus yes. Christ is Lord.
Yes, God.
He is the Yahweh. He is the Most High God. He is the Father. The Father and the Son are one. If you've seen me, you've what? Seen the Father. But yes. To the glory of God, the Father.
Yes.
The excellency in his name. I just come to challenge us today. I call us to obedience. I call us to surrender. I call us to work today.
Yes. Yes,
Lord. Let's get out. Let's get out of the confusion of the world. Let's recommit ourselves and refocus ourselves to do what God has for us to do.
Mm-hmm. My God.
To tell somebody about Jesus. I don't care where they're living. I don't care what their circumstances are. Jesus made a way. Yes. I don't care where they got a whole lot of money. I don't care if they got no money. Because if you look at the world today, rich or poor, they all confused. Rich or poor, they all got no peace. Rich or poor, they all got hopelessness. Rich or poor, they're trying to figure it out. Rich or poor, they're still trying to understand who it is. And I'm not just talking about the non-believers. There are the believers in the name of Jesus that are struggling today.
Yes.
Just like Jesus walked among them and performed miracle after miracle after miracle, there were those of the faith that did not believe he was who he was. And the same thing exists today. Yeah, I know Jesus. I accepted Jesus. Yeah, he good. He my BFF. JC's my friend. Then why are you so angry? JC got me. He gives me everything I need. Then why are you still doing all those things you know you shouldn't be doing? JC, yeah, he, you know, Jesus the Christ, he's everything, man. I got him. Then why are you fretting over all of this stuff? Fret not over evildoers. Why are you worried about all this stuff instead of be on the battlefield for the Lord?
Mercy, Lord.
And do what he says. He's calling us to the excellency in his name.
Yes.
And his name is Jesus.
Jesus.
So, Father God, we thank you for the excellency of your name. We thank you for the name Jesus. We thank you, Lord, that you have imparted your spirit into us, Lord God, which has the same power, Lord.